Hey, Papa Kalen, are you making up a story for us? Okay, a story with the car and the light. Once upon a time, there was a car, a big car, very, very big car. It was all blue. The wheels were blue, the windows were blue, the seats, the pedals, the steering wheel. Everything was blue. It was so called the blue car. Under the blue car, there were even blue lights. Even its headlights were blue. But it posed a huge problem for her. Indeed, no one saw her arrive at night. As a result, as soon as there was no more light, she had to go home. The light, on the other hand, could only go out at night. During the day, we couldn't see it, so it risked being crushed or swallowed. Finally, everything that can happen to a light in broad daylight. As one went out when the other came in, the blue car and the light had never met. One day, when the blue car had ventured too far from home, night fell, without giving time to the blue car to return. She moved forward as she could on the small roads, being careful not to surprise anyone so as not to crush them. She saw animals who looked at her with a strange eye. Since their forest had been cut in half by the road, they had already seen strange vehicles, but never before, cars moving so carefully with blue headlights. The light had emerged from its lair where it took refuge during the day. With nightfall, she could shine brightly, she was in no danger. Everyone saw her arrive from afar. Moreover, the blue car had seen a shiny thing in the distance on its road. She continued to approach this luminous point during the night. Arriving at her level, she engaged in conversation. "Good evening. You are very lucky to shine in the night. We can see you from afar, and we can see everything around you." "Yes, it's true. But in broad daylight, I am invisible and running into all dangers, while you must shine with your beautiful blue color." "Yes, I am more comfortable in broad daylight. By the way, I have huge issues getting home." "Oh, really? Why?" "No one sees me coming with my blue headlights, and I don't see very well what is in front of me, so I have to go very slowly." "Ah, yes, it must be quite annoying." They continued to discuss when the light had a stroke of genius. "We could pool our talents." "How so?" "I get up on your roof. That way everyone will see you arrive, and in addition you will be able to see the obstacles on the road. What do you think?" "I think it's really great." "As soon as said, as soon as done." The light settled on the roof of the blue car, and everything lit up. The car saw it almost like in broad daylight. She started and was able to return home without any hitches. The light was also happy with the journey, because she had never moved so fast. They agreed to meet the next day at noon, so that the car could show the light what was happening during the day, without putting her at risk. The two friends multiplied outings, day and night. The light was grayed by the speed. They drove in the city and in the countryside. But it wasn't going fast enough for the light. The car was well obliged to respect the speed limits, but above all, it did not want to hurt or crush anyone. She was therefore very careful and adapted her speed according to the weather, the world, etc. The light's favorite place was the highway. They could go super fast when there was no one. One day, when they were at the maximum allowed on a highway, the light wanted to go even faster, but the car could not, without risking being photographed by other cars, a little less blue, with also a light on the roof. They therefore thought, and it was the car's turn to have a flash of genius, they would go on a racing circuit. There, we could go at the speed we wanted. The limit was just that of the car and the difficulties of the circuit. Appointment was therefore made for the following month, towards the end of the day. In order to be able to drive on the circuit during the day and night, the car and the light had prepared well for this day on the circuit. They had cleaned themselves from start to finish, especially for the car, because for the light, it was quite fast. They arrived at the circuit a little early and could see other cars and even some motorcycles driving. Their turn finally came. The circuit was all about them. The car warmed up gently, recognizing the circuit, spotting the difficulties. The light shone brightly. She was beautiful, but no one saw her since it was still daylight. After a few laps, the car knew well the left-right of the eagle chicane and the almost right angle at the end of the long straight line. Just before night fell, the car had broken the lap record. At nightfall, the light unfolded in all its splendor, surrounding the blue car with a beautiful light and showing it everything that lay before them. There, too, they set a new lap record. They returned tired, but happy. Since then, the light has always wanted to go faster. It is, moreover, the fastest of all. And there you have it, the story of the car and the light. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.